up to half of new teachers quit within their first 5 years. Some educators believe mindfulness practices could help reduce high burnout and turnover rates. The secular practice that's taking over yoga and meditation classes has been making its way into the classroom. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino reports some Pittsburgh teachers are using mindfulness to help themselves and their students.
When you no longer hear the sound of the bell, please raise your hand.
It's a standardized testing day at Miller African Centered Academy in the Hill District. But before this class of third graders starts their PSSAs, Kathy Flynn Somerville turns off the lights and has them just listen. She teaches them calmness strategies like being quiet, present, and
taking deep breaths.
But students aren't the only ones employing these mindfulness strategies in the classroom.
It's stressful to me to see them stressed, and stressful to know that I can't help them.
Joan Germany has been teaching for 23 years and says that stress never really goes away. She's part of a small group of Pittsburgh Public Schools teachers learning to use mindfulness to help manage it. Amy Boyd says in her 26 years of teaching, she's seen the profession get even harder.
You know, sometimes our students come in and they can't focus on reading or on the mathematics or on writing because something has happened at home. Sometimes you have students that come in hungry. As a person with compassion, to try and force them to do something they are not physically and emotionally ready to do, I find that to be my biggest challenge.
Boyd says those personal challenges can have an effect on the whole class.
If I lose it, then it's so much easier for them to lose it.
You know, who's taking care of the teacher? They give and give and give.
Krista Turksma is one of the founders of CARE, Cultivating Awareness and Resilience in Education. That's the system this teacher mindfulness approach comes from.
I've been in education for the last 40 years, and I've seen so many changes in education and the skills that children are coming to school with, and you know what, it's on the teacher's plate. And it got higher and higher and higher, especially the last couple of years, because it's mandatory testing.
This year, Turksman trained a cohort of Pittsburgh educators in CARE. Some are on track to become facilitators themselves and train more people locally. Turksma says teacher training is still mostly about implementing curriculum, leaving out a lot of the emotional skills they need for the job.
As a teacher, you're stuck. You're stuck in your classroom. We can't leave. So what happens for a lot of teachers is we suppress our emotions.
She says CARES researchers have found that mindfulness can reduce stress and make teachers more effective.
And our hypothesis is that because teachers are more in the present moment, so when I'm teaching math, I'm just teaching math. I'm not thinking and ruminating about everything that I didn't get to do yesterday or what I need to do tomorrow. I'm just teaching right now.
Educator Kathy Flynn Somerville says she has the support of her principal and superintendent, but wants to see mindfulness spread throughout the entire district. But she says there's some pushback from people who think it might be a little new agey.
I think the exposure is critical, and from there people can make their own decisions which way to go. And I do want to emphasize that it is secular.
She also says a lot of people tell her they just don't have the time for mindfulness.
Actually, if you take the time to do it, you're going to find yourself managing things that take up all this other time very differently.
Krista Turksma says demand for CARE training is high, making her optimistic about eventually reducing teacher burnout. She also says her research has found teachers' mindfulness had an impact on student engagement and productivity. The Journal of Educational Psychology is currently reviewing CARE's preliminary findings that the program improves academic outcomes. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News.